This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Government tries to scare you because the government is a scam. Full of scam artists, people who lie for a living. And they're, now we've got this new variant of COVID that's out. And here's what the article. On August 7th of this year, USA Today ran a story about a new COVID-19 variant being pushed by Big Pharma as becoming a prevalent one in the U.S., and they've called it Eris. Now, COVID variants, I was thinking about it, are all going to have stripper names because they need a way to sell them. They're going to call them Amber and Sunshine and Glow and all kinds of stuff. Is anybody afraid of COVID at this point? I mean, overwhelmingly. I flew all over the world recently. People wearing masks look like freaks. 99.999% of people were maskless. Nobody was afraid. I watched people sneeze and we were back to bless you as opposed to ooh. I won't lie. I did avoid them. And I saw a couple of people with sniffles. But it was with a lot less gusto than it was during COVID. It was normal again. I saw a guy, no exaggeration, we were in, I don't remember, we were in so many airports. I think we were flying from Geneva to Zurich. And anyway, it doesn't matter. And this guy, he was obviously sick, and I looked at Melissa and go, stay away from that guy, because you could tell he had a bug. But nobody was freaking out. During COVID, he would have been quarantined. He would have stayed wherever the country was we were. He would have been put away like a criminal. Kevin Jackson's here listening to you folks. Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I didn't live in fear while I was traveling, and neither did most of the people. And like I said, we were on super jumbo jets. You know, because you fly overseas, they got the big planes. Loaded with probably 350 people. And if there were two with a mask on, I'd be surprised. So I don't know if my 99.999, but it was 99.9. Because there weren't that many people wearing masks. And they did. They looked like freaks. And you don't want to know who was mostly wearing the mask. This is what shocks me. Youngsters. I'm talking about people under 30. Kraken was a great name that they gave to, I think that's what they call this thing. I don't know if you know all these different names for the COVID viruses. I was very surprised at how many there are. And we're going to go through that's what we've been talking about is COVID today, the so-called surge that's happening, and Joe Biden giving us a warning that we're all going to get a vaccine. I'm going to tell you this, I'll get a vaccine over my dead, non-COVID and vaccinated body. I'm not getting a vaccine. I don't even want to take an aspirin now because I think they're lacing them all with nanoparticles. Yep, I've become one of those. I am now an anti-vaxxer, but I'm an anti-pharma. What about you? Kraken was a name that was given to one of the COVID vaccines. I don't know if you know this. Arcturus was awkward in a mouth. And it neither caught on. These are variants of COVID that people never knew about. You remember, there was Omicron. I don't know if you know, there was Deltacron, there was Graphon, and there was Hyperion, Acrux, and Orthrus. Were you aware? My producers are looking at me like, what? Yeah, I see. I can do my own research. I don't need y'all all the time. But yeah, those are COVID names. And the latest COVID-19 variant is named Eris. E-R-I-S. Like I said, I think they gave it a stripper name. And now, coming to the stage, Eris. Shaking her baby. Oh, ladies, don't act like you don't know what I'm talking about. USA Today said the name was invented by a Canadian COVID con artist. University of Guelph biology professor Ryan Gregory. The guy writing the article said that Gregory blocked him on Twitter. Says it's fitting that a Canadian academic is credited with choosing Eris, the Greek goddess of chaos and discord. Often depicted as a demon who enjoys inflicting pain, suffering, and destruction. Very fitting for Canada and the pain, suffering, destruction being inflicted on the Canadians by gleeful demons. This is what this guy is writing. Or this girl, who knows. Or this, whatever they proclaim themselves to be. So where is the new variant Eris spreading? Eris has already surpassed Arcturus in the U.S., becoming the most prevalent variant in the two-week period ending August 5th. 17% of the cases now are Eris cases. You weren't even aware of Arcturus, were you? Yeah, that Greek Spaniard, Arcturus, never caught on. Neither did the Autocrat Transformer version, Deltacron. That one didn't catch on either. And I've already mentioned Graphon, Hyperion, and Acris, and Orthrus. Those are the variants. So now we're dealing with Eris, the stripper variant. They said both the U.S. and U.K. have an increase in COVID hospitalization over the summer months, with the U.S. seeing a recent 12% increase in hospitalizations, and the U.K. 41%. Oh, we're all going to die! These people are incorrigible. Here's what a friend of mine sent me. And he got this email from a friend of his. And he says, from a NAM doctor friend. By the way, they are prepping hard and heavy to promote the new COVID. The new COVID presents as conjunctivitis, pink eye. That's it. Much milder than the previous COVIDs, but they need to make it sound serious. There's already an untested vaccine that will soon be pushed by the FDA. They are planning to combine it with seasonal flu vaccine to make sure more people take it. Of course, the seasonal flu vaccine is a scientific wild butt guess. I cleaned it up for radio every year. And for the last 3 years, it has been wrong. However, you probably noticed last year there was no seasonal flu. Sure, eyes rolling. And it was called COVID. Last year was one of the worst seasonal flu years in history, but they managed to hide it. My pharmacist friend told me the FDA has just approved a nasal spray that claims to prevent COVID, and it's nothing more than iodine and saline.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now,
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Joe Biden's got a lot of problems looming. On the brink of war with Russia. Bombed Syria over Iranian drones. You remember this? Maybe it's just slipped your mind a little bit. His brain gets more mushy every day because he ages in dog years. His son is under fire. Because he's a corrupt dude, and Joe Biden is the big guy, and we know this, and that's going to be, it's all coming out. I'm telling you, you're going to get Christmas presents out the wazoo. A financial crisis looms. You think the banking sector is good? Remember the first time in my life I went to the bank, we went to a teller, and it told us, we can't give you any of your money right now, Mr. Jackson. Who you hold on? You want to talk about was a pan? That was a woo. Inflation is going nowhere. It's still going up. What were we talking about the other day? Melissa goes, oh, the price of bleach. She goes, you know what a thing of bleach costs? I was like, what? She said, almost $8. And I was like, well, is that? She's like, that's like way high. And I go, isn't everything? She goes, you're right. You're right. We're just used to this idea. She goes, there's no reason why these prices should stay the same. The only reason why these prices stay the same is because we've been conditioned now that under Biden, that's what it is. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. Here's the deal about Biden, though. Nobody's going to forget what he did about COVID. Congressman Ronnie Jackson, who's a doctor, talked about the vaccine approval process under Joe Biden. And here's the clip. This is pretty... It's sad because it just goes to show you that when it comes to the Bidens and when it comes to the government, these people will take money and they don't care what happens to us. I'm telling you, folks, what's sad about this is the government has none of your interest in mind. I will tell you, when I grew up, maybe I was naive. Maybe I was stupid, dumb kid, not into politics, a minion. And I just thought, well, the government's here to protect me. That's why we got all these things, the FDA and all these other agencies, the EPA and all that. They're not. They're all political. It's all bought and paid for with some narrative that somebody pulling the strings, who knows, in Davos somewhere, is determining what our fate is. How pathetic is that? Anyway, here's Congressman Ronnie Jackson talking about the process to get drugs approved and what Pfizer and these people tried to do.
Texas Congressman Ronnie Jackson is investigating this on the House Select Subcommittee on the Coronavirus Pandemic, and he joins us now. Congressman, Doctor, thanks for joining us. I know you've had a lot of work in this. Explain to us what we're seeing here.
Well, thanks, Joey. Well, the biggest thing here is that the Republicans have the majority now. We do have the Select Committee on Coronavirus to be started. We're starting to get access to a lot of emails we didn't have. We have whistleblowers and witnesses that are coming forward. And one of the things that we're discovering here is the vaccine approval process in the Biden administration may have been driven for political reasons, not for safety reasons. What we see is that the Pfizer had requested an approval process for full approval of their vaccine because, remember, up until that point, it was being used kind of an experimental status under emergency use authorization. They wanted full approval. They applied for that in May of 2021. This is an approval process that normally takes 10 to 12 months. In July 16 of 2021, the FDA came back and said, we will give you an approval. We will start the approval process and we will expedite it so that they could do it potentially in 6 months, which is the shortest period possible, right? And so they had a stated approval date of January of 2022. Well, privately, we see these emails where they're saying they want it approved by September of 2021, which was way faster, 4 months faster than the expedited approval process and 8 months faster than the standard process. Well, there were people like Dr. Gruber, who, like you said, was the director of the vaccine vaccine research and that program that was approved, yeah, that was responsible for approving it. She was running that program. She and other members of the FDA were up in arms. And we see all these emails where they're bantering back and forth and they're saying, hey, this is not safe. Remember, this is a vaccine that was being used under brand new technology. We had tons of data coming in, tons and tons of data. We had a lot of reports of vaccine-related injury and side effects that were coming in. So this was a behemoth of a request anyway, so to look at all this information.
If it's true that this was sped up, and it kind of alludes to that in saying we can't do it, we can't speed it up anymore, which means it was sped up at some point, who sped it up?
Well, the Biden administration sped it up. People from the EOP were pushing. The people from the EOP were pushing people at the FDA. Dr. Gruber actually resigned in protest because she said this is not how this process is supposed to work. We cannot review all this information in this short period of time. It's unsafe. And Joey, they had set the date for January of 2022. Mind you, the process didn't even start until July 16 of 2021. And after Dr. Gruber left, you know when they approved it? They approved it in August 23rd of 2021, 5 weeks after it started, 5 weeks after the process, it was approved in 5 weeks. It was supposed to take, initially 10 to 12 months and then 6 months with the expedited process. Here's the kicker. Why did they do that? Because they had been talking for some period of time about vaccine mandates. The Biden administration knew that they were going to have a real problem trying to push vaccine mandates using a vaccine that was being administered under emergency use authorization. They'd already been talking about the military, about healthcare workers. And so that's what they did. The day after it was approved, approved on the August the 24th. DOD secretary mandated it for all members of the military, and CMS followed right after that.
You will always have conspiracy theories when you have very challenging public health crises. They are nothing but distractions.
President retweeting a conspiracy video alleging that masks do not work. The video was then removed by Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube because it violated rules against spreading misinformation.
The second most powerful man in the world revealing himself in this video as a mask truther.
A major study finding masks made no difference in stopping the spread.
Mask mandates, it turns out, were an utter failure. It's not me saying it, but the New York Times. The mask mandate did nothing. Will any lessons be learned? Brett Stevens cites a comprehensive British review of 78 randomized studies with more than 600,000 participants.
So that wasn't scientifically sound.
Effective.
The mask guidance.
Correct.
Was
it wasn't science-based, and the 6 feet of distancing was arbitrary.
We didn't finish playing that whole clip. We'll play it in the next segment. Look, I don't know about you, but common sense, mask. I keep coming. We had a mask mandate when people were making masks out of stockings, out of, what was it, the bandanas. Then they outlawed. The planes go, well, you can't use the ones that you made that are bandanas. It's got to cover your whole mouth or whatever. Okay, great. But very mask that everybody gave out and the airlines, on the box it says this mask does not stop the spread of infectious disease. And I could go on. This is the most idiotic thing that we went through, and I shake my head at Americans that fell for it. And I'm asking you, are you going to fall for it again with Aris, the new stripper version of COVID? COVID lies all across the board, how they got it approved, etc. Anyway, more when we get back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update.
Hurricane Idalia has made landfall in Florida's Big Bend region, coming ashore this morning in Keaton Beach as a Category 3 storm. A tornado watch was put in effect in central Florida. The National Weather Service says tornadoes spawned by the hurricane are possible in at least 10 Florida counties through the early mid-afternoon hours. Unions are showing strong support across the board. Ryan Daniels has more.
Gallup polls found 71% support for unions last year. New data out this week shows over two-thirds of Americans still support organized labor. Numbers from the AFL-CIO show support is especially strong among younger Americans.
Today is the two-year anniversary of the last U.S. military flight leaving Afghanistan as the Taliban took over. I'm Dave Collins, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
She told me she got COVID-19. She can hardly breathe. I told her she should stay back 6 feet. I'm not the one. Wear masks, bring germs all around. She told me she left her skin routine for my vaccine sick. I said, girl, wait, don't touch anything. Put on some gloves.
About a home COVID test. I'm going to share it with you, so follow along. It could save your life. Open a can of beer. Now what you do is you smell it and then you taste it. If you can smell it and taste it, you don't have COVID-19. Last night, I did this test 19 times. They all came back negative. Tonight, I'm going to do the test again because I woke up with a headache and I'm afraid I might be coming down with something. I'm so nervous.
All around the country, over the weekend, protests popped up. These morons and internet conspiracy theories demanding an immediate end to lockdowns. And let's be honest, people, this is both insane and counterproductive. Because the more you gather in groups, the longer the lockdown will have to go on.
Did lockdowns during COVID prevent severe effects from COVID-19? Did it help in the arc of the pandemic? Economists from Johns Hopkins say no.
The report warned against using lockdowns as a pandemic measure in the future because of the low effectiveness on mortality and the consequences for the economy.
The lockdowns, in terms of their effects on mortality, we measured it against mortality, were basically irrelevant.
They destroyed people. They literally killed people. When you shut down medical care, in spring of 2020 alone, there were 650,000 cancer chemotherapy patients in this country alone. Half of them didn't get their chemo because they were afraid. They were told it was dangerous to go to a medical facility.
You weighed in on a theory that's been floating around that perhaps the number of fatalities related to COVID-19 is being inflated because people are actually dying of other things. What's your read on that theory?
You know, Savannah, there is absolutely no evidence that that's the case at all. You know, I think it falls under the category of something that's very unfortunate, these conspiracy theories that we hear about.
Even the wackos, Trump wackos, are doing conspiracy theories, saying those numbers are padded.
What should we say to people who conspiracy theorize about an overcount of the deaths?
Well, up now to my conversation with LA County Health Director Barbara Ferrer, who last week acknowledged the county may be overcounting COVID deaths by as much as 20%.
Could it be a secondary contributing cause? So, for example, somebody with kidney disease, COVID then pushes them over the edge to have kidney failure. That's COVID as a contributing cause. And then the third is COVID as an incidental finding. So somebody coming in with a gunshot wound or a heart attack and they happen to test positive.
Now, part of the conspiracy theory is that the disease started in a laboratory in Wuhan.
Just weeks ago, Dr. Anthony Fauci rejected the conspiracy that coronavirus was man-made in a lab in Wuhan, China. And yet, this week, Donald Trump is still pushing the debunked bunkum.
A lot of people on the right love that phrase, escape from the lab, because it sounds like something from a Marvel movie or a comic book.
Everyone who believes in the conspiracy is saying that it came out of a lab in Wuhan rather than through food at a market.
And he continued to push a conspiracy theory that has already been debunked by our intelligence community. This whole notion that the coronavirus was developed in a Chinese lab. That has been debunked.
There's a report today that another intelligence arm of the U.S. government, this is inside our energy department, has joined the FBI in concluding that COVID began with a lab leak in China.
Is that I don't know who to trust.
Yeah.
Right? I certainly don't trust reporters. Mm-hmm. Because reporters treated this initially as if it was nothing more than a crazy, unhinged conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
So who do you trust, right? You can't trust the legacy media outlets because that was their narrative.
It came out of the city that has the Wuhan Institute of Virology, a Chinese lab that worked on coronaviruses. And that is an awfully large coincidence. And that's what I've thought throughout, that was an awfully large coincidence.
COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives, you think about it. More lives this year than any other year for the past 100 years.
Yeah, I guess we better think about it. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. A little bit of poking fun at the nonsense of COVID, and I hope that you understand that, yeah, there are people that died from COVID. There are people that died from everything. Is it meant to be a panic? And by the way, why should you panic? Think of it this way. If your father or your parents, you're a child and you're in your family and something's happening, you're on vacation and a tsunami's coming, you want your family to panic, or do you want to say, okay, kids, everybody off the beach, come with them, mom and dad. Let's go. Do you create a panic or do you let people know, you know what, we're going to get through this. We got you. I'm no psychologist, but here's what I will tell you. Most psychologists will tell you not to panic. I know I would give you my own life. When you're, and I'm gonna put this into fighting terms. And I can tell you from when I was in the second grade and my cousin, Pepe, and his best friend, Brian, wanted to beat me up for some reason when I was walking home. And I told myself in that moment, you can panic. I don't know why they want to fight you, but they do. So you can panic or you can fight. And as soon as I decided, you know what, I'm not panicking, I walked up to Brian, who was the bigger of the two. while Pepe was jumping around, you know, acting like he was going to beat me, you know, like, oh, you know, doing all that crazy stuff that kids do. I walked straight up to Brian, and he was like, yeah, man, and he's all like this, and I punched him right in his freaking nose, and his nose started to bleed, and then I hit him in his stomach. And then I went over to Pepe, who was in shock. I'll never forget. He was looking at me like, what just happened? And I punched him, too. And both of them was left there crying. So this second grader beat up two third graders because I was like, I'm not running. There came a point where you said, no fear. We're going to face the fear, and we're going to do this. And by the way, ask my sons. Ask any of my kids. Have they ever seen fear in me when somebody was ready to panic? You know, like, oh! At one time we were driving on the road. Somebody cut us off. Zoop, zoop. My son was looking at me like, that was... I mean, he didn't say anything. But he had to be thinking, my dad just was as cool as a cucumber. Truck cut us off. Shoo, shoo. That was it. Why is the government wanting to be... Why do they want to panic us? Why can't they just tell us the truth? Okay, guys, we got another version of COVID. Doesn't seem like it's that bad. Be sure to... As my grandma would say, stay on your P's and Q's. I don't know why they said that. I guess because it used to be cursive. And that was a big deal. And your P's and your Q's. But watch your P's and Q's. Oh, that's what it was. Because P's and Q's could look the same. So, but she would say that. So I say, the government should tell us now. We all watch your P's and Q's, but other than that, go live your life. We just played a debunked everything these people said when we talked about masks, we talked about vaccines, we talked about lockdowns. All of it been debunked, and they called us conspiracy theorists, liars. I mean, they accuse us of everything but being children of God. And what do we find out? They were wrong about everything. All the experts, all the money, all the studies, you didn't need any of it. And as I've told you, you don't need it. Look, we could do a lot of shows about COVID. We're going to do another one too. Because I want to get into Fauci. I want to get into potential as a bioweapon. I want to get into what's going on with these pharmacies, pharmaceutical companies, and the increase in autism, the increase in allergies and all this stuff that never existed when we were kids. And what I think will also be an increase in infertility that you're going to see. I want to cover it, but we're not going to be able to cover all of it this session, but I want to cover enough of it and remind you of things that people said so that when you're confronted with ARIS or whatever the next iteration of COVID is that they're going to try to scare you to death with, that you're not afraid. Because you don't need to be afraid. The government is trying to make this case.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and ExtendoVite is all natural. ExtendoVite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take ExtendoVite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
As soon as you and I finish, I'm leaving the country again. Why? Because in a very short time, not today, not tomorrow, but very soon, we'll be
facing compulsory vaccination under the mistaken term of voluntary vaccination.
What is it about these vaccinations? You think that they're bad?
Well, first of all, let's start with the fact that the World Health Organization has decided that we have 90% too many people. The World Health Organization has been working since 1974 on vaccines to create permanent sterility.
Doctor, the response is going to be, you're crazy. How can you say this stuff?
I show them the documentation.
Now, this is pretty shocking.
This process has already been ongoing. To make matters worse, we know that the vaccines that were illegally approved by the FDA contain a substance called squalene. If I inject you with squalene, your immune system will attack the squalene, but then it starts attacking all of the parts of your body. What does that look like when you meet a person to whom that is happening? It looks like Gulf War syndrome. It looks like every joint in the body swollen and intolerably painful and immobilized.
This is in these shots they're going to give us?
In case you're wondering, that interview was given years before COVID. And that was Jesse Ventura interviewing a doctor who was blowing the whistle on what was going on in this country. As I tell you, Hollywood gives you the answers. You look at these movies where we talk about this stuff. It's been there. These people have been talking about this for years. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to. 844-551-8255. We're talking COVID and the lies and misrepresentations. Why the government would lie to us and put us in a state of fear and panic. And it's a simple thing. You won't give your money up if you're in bliss. If you were truly following the Constitution in your pursuit of happiness, the government can't get your money. Now, I think I'm of the mindset that if things are going well and we're all like, oh, kumbaya, it's all good, things will be great. No, it doesn't work that way. You would think that if the government says, oh, our people are happy, they'll be happy to fund us. I think that would work. But no, they say, we don't want to run the risk, so we better scare you. And you know what we'll do? We'll create an agency to make sure that you give us your money. And that agency will have so much power and put so much fear in you that you'll do what we tell you. Every agency of the government is an agency of fear. What you can't get if you don't do right. You know, you will take your drive. Driving is not a right, it's a privilege. Everything's a privilege. Since when? If I create a vehicle and I can ride in it myself, why is it a privilege for you to say, oh, you can, it's a privilege for you to drive. You can get on the no-fly list. How many people do you think are on the no-fly list that are from J6? I'm not going to fall for any more ruses.
I just want to be clear in terms of the definition of people dying of COVID. So the case definition is very simplistic. It means at the time of death, it was the COVID positive diagnosis. So that means that if you were in hospice and had already been given, you know, a few weeks to live, and then you also were found to have COVID, that would be counted as a COVID death. It means that if you died of a clear alternate cause, but you had COVID at the same time, it's still listed as a COVID death. So everyone who's listed as a COVID death doesn't mean that that was the cause of the death, but they had COVID at the time of death. I hope that's helpful.
That was Dr. Ezekiel explaining how COVID deaths were calculated in the time when they were putting a bounty on people regarding COVID deaths.
No right given to the people of the United States is absolute, and that includes the right to free speech.
Protective measures were taken to take down disinformation about vaccines and about the nature of the virus and about protective measures we could take, including masks, including social distancing.
We are not trying to censor speech. We are simply trying to create factually correct information to prevent harm to people.
It was public health measures to protect lives. Again, something should be celebrated.
Right. That's right. Even though we got it wrong, it should be celebrated. And now, I don't know if you've heard it, we've got a triple threat happening. Flu, COVID, and RSV.
We're going to be in with the news and the disturbing new health numbers that could affect millions of Americans. It's a growing triple threat, they say, of illnesses putting millions of us at risk. Reported COVID-19 hospitalizations, for one, they are up 20% in the past week. The flu also spiking, with more than a quarter of the nation's lab results coming back positive. And on top of those cases, we've got RSV also way up. Hospitalizations for that respiratory illness have more than quadrupled from last year. Carter Evans is at a hospital outside Los Angeles. A lot of hospitals are stressed right now. Carter, good morning.
Good morning, Tony. Yes, RSV is hitting kids very hard. And nationwide, COVID numbers are still below what they were at the height of the pandemic, but infections are rising dramatically in some areas. And once again, hospital workers are being stretched thin.
And that other one's going to go up to 18?
Here at the Mass General Hospital for Children in Boston, the pediatric ICU is at 100% capacity, and most of the patients here are on oxygen or ventilators.
This past year has been unlike any other years in the past, with RSV season starting way much earlier.
RSV, or respiratory syncytial virus, is surging along with the flu and COVID-19 infections nationwide. Megan's 10-week-old son, Jack, has been hospitalized with RSV for nearly a week after he began having trouble breathing.
His belly was kind of sinking into his lower ribs, so that was the first really kind of big, scary moment. It's really scary as a parent to see that happening to your baby.
Sick of your tongue, good.
While RSV may be peaking, it's the worst flu season in more than a decade, coming as COVID cases are again on the rise.
The ER is inundated with cases, and people are being hospitalized.
In Los Angeles County, COVID cases have soared 75% in just the last week. Douglas Chiriboga is a family medicine doctor, and he says the implications are clear.
Should there be another mandate in LA County?
I think there should be, and I think eventually we're going to have that mass mandate.
Doctors say all three of the now prevalent viral infections sweeping the country could be slowed by mask wearing, and the time is now to get your flu shot and COVID booster. So far, fewer than 13% of Americans have received their updated boosters, a bad diagnosis, according to Dr. Chiriboga.
It tells me that people are not getting the message.
Tonight, while Governor Newsom is telling all of us to have Thanksgiving dinner outside, he's facing some new fallout for that fancy birthday dinner party he went to at the French Laundry.
It was in Napa, which was in the orange status, relatively loose compared to some other counties. It was to be an outdoor restaurant.
Raising some new questions about the governor's claims that the dinner was outdoors, as he has repeatedly claimed.
And I let my guard down, and I apologize for it.
Mayor Lori Lightfoot has been adamant that people stay home and socially distance for weeks.
I can't make this any clearer. You absolutely must stay at home. We will cite you, and if we need you, we will arrest you, and we will take you to jail. Period. There should be nothing unambiguous about that.
I guess you would all imagine that a lot of people were surprised when she made a trip to the hair salon.
I take my personal hygiene very seriously. As I said, I felt like I needed to have a haircut.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi under fire tonight after security footage showed her inside a San Francisco hair salon that's closed to the general public.
It was a setup, so I take responsibility for falling for a setup. And that's all I'm going to say on that. I think that they owe that this salon owes me an apology.
Almost immediately after telling the rest of New York City to stay inside, for example, Mayor Bill de Blasio loaded up his SUV with government bodyguards and headed for the gym across town in Brooklyn.
I need exercise, and again, I have to stay healthy so I can make the decisions for the people of the city.
The leader is embroiled in controversy for attending a party at 10 Downing Street in May of 2020. At the time, the country was under a strict government-imposed lockdown.
That I myself fell short when it came to observing the very rules which the government I lead had introduced to protect the public.
Let's put into practice what it truly means to love our neighbors as ourselves by making sacrifices.
to protect their health. Let's stay home for them.
Not long after recording the video you just saw, Trudeau left the Capitol and traveled all the way to Quebec to visit his family at their lake house, just like you'd want to do on Easter, if you were allowed to do that, but you're not allowed, so stop complaining.
You're going to fall for the lies? You're going to fall for the ruse again, folks? Or are you going to fight back? I think I know. Take care.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.